Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Red Light Sports Ramble. I am Troy Otradovic in the North Pole, joined by the spectacular Evan Witalison out in the sunny confines of Wisconsin. Okay, so not really sunny, and I'm not really in the North Pole, Evan, but we were talking before the show. We're getting some snow tonight, supposed to be 6 to 8 inches. Man, you think the world is ending in Western PA. We haven't had 6 to 8 inches all year. This could quadruple our total snowfall. I've only shoveled twice this year. People are freaking out. It's like this is like 6 to 8 inches is like a normal snowfall during a normal winter. And this has by no means been a normal winter. But 6 to 8 inches, maybe they're freaking out because it's February. But this is like normal snowfall in the winter. I don't know why people are freaking out. I know it's not sunny in Wisconsin. I was being sarcastic. But how are things out in the great state of Wisconsin tonight?
Well, in Wisconsin, things are just cold in your typical February. But in Milwaukee, things are freaking out right now. You know, Jabari Parker, who last year was coming back from an ACL tear. You know, he missed a good chunk of his rookie year with an ACL tear. And he hurt his knee tonight, so no word on severity of it. He's going to have an MRI tomorrow, but it's looking like it's at least a knee sprain. So hopefully that's all it is, and he'll be back in a few games, doesn't have to miss too much time. But that would be quite huge for Jabari Parker if he's got to miss the rest of the year. Because you look at a guy like Derrick Rose, Troy. He's an MVP caliber player, superstar in the NBA, and then he tears his ACL, and he's never been the same. And we hope that's what we hope with Parker that it's something serious, and this isn't a typical issue with Parker. Like, this doesn't keep happening. Now, apparently, according to John Henson of the Bucks, while he was leaving the court, he said he just hyperextended it. It's cool. I'm good. So we're hoping that's the worst case scenario. He just hyperextended it. But, I hope we don't have another Derrick Rose on our hands where he spends most of his time being injured and we end up not seeing the true potential of a potential great play. So, with that, lots to talk about tonight. Some Packers stuff to talk about. James Starks and Sam Shields are no longer Packers. They both got released within the last couple days. So we're going to kind of touch on that a little bit. And Sam Shields is going to have to play football again. We're going to give our opinions on if he should. And then for James Starks, I mentioned that as well. In college basketball, is there a true dominant team in college football? And can Gonzaga run the table? And that's what we're going to mention as well. So before we do dive into that, though, throw it over to you, Troy. How are things out in the North Pole, a.k.a. Western PA?
Yeah, well, like I said, we're having a little bit of a snowstorm, and I just shake my head at these people. I mean, I went to Walmart before. My wife is telling me I got to go before the snowstorm, and I'm like, look, I've driven in this stuff a million times. It's not even that bad. Even tomorrow's not going to be bad. 6 to 8 inches. I mean, it's like a walk in the park for me. And then people say, well, that's because you're from Wisconsin, and I just laugh. I just laugh at them. It's whatever. Whatever you want to say. If you think that's why I'm accustomed to this weather, maybe I'm just used to it. Maybe because I'm getting old. But, it's funny.
I don't mean to cut you off. People seem to freak out about the smallest snow. We're not Atlanta, Georgia. We're not Atlanta. We're not Nashville. We're Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. We get snow. It happens.
Exactly.
Is nothing. Like, why are we freaking out over 8 inches?
Oh, Evan, if you would have been at Walmart tonight, you would have thought, literally, you would have thought that people were stocking up because they were going to be snowed in their house for days. That literally the checkout lines were like five deep. And people stocking up carts and getting water. And like they think this is I'm not making light of the natural disasters that have happened. But look what happened in Louisiana happened. This is nothing compared to, but these people here, they freak out. But you're right. We live in areas where snow happens. And when it does, then they freak out about it. I don't know. I guess, you know, it's just one of those things. It never made sense to me. You live in the area and snow happens. And like you said, 8 inches is nothing. It's not like 2 feet, not like 3 feet of snow. It's 8 inches. So you go, you shovel your driveway, you shovel your sidewalk. They'll go out and they'll clear the roads. They'll put salt down. And guess what? Day will go on like any other day. We're going to go on like any other show tonight, though, and we're going to talk some sports. You know, we're going to hit right on with the Green Bay Packers. Two veterans. No longer with the Packers. I know we talked about James Starks yesterday just a little bit at the end of the show, but I'd like to talk a little bit more about that and what that does to the Packers in the offseason and toward the draft. And then today they released Sam Shields, a guy that has had multiple concussions. You had mentioned, will he play again? And we'll save my thought for a little bit later, but let's move on to James Starks, Evan. A running back that he was hampered by injury last year. He was a reliable backup, a guy that could fill in when needed and could run hard. And I thought would have been, and we thought in the beginning of the year, Lacy and Starks, it was a good combination in the backfield with a power runner, and then James Starks brings something a little bit different to the table. Didn't work out that way this year. Both backs injured, placed on IR for times, and you know, James Starks is one of those, was injured, wasn't able to contribute. Packers said, enough is enough. We're going to let you go. We're going to move on. But it makes them really thin at running back, Evan, when they let Starks go. And Lacy is going to be up in the air also. So the running back situation in Green Bay, I know we got Ty Montgomery. That could be a permanent move, I would imagine. But what do you think about James Starks being let go? I know – some people were pretty upset about it. You know, it is, I look at it, you're always looking to upgrade your team. They let him go, and I think they can upgrade.
Yeah, well, you know, James Starks being let go. You know, the problem with a lot of Packer fans I've seen on social media, they get attached. They get attached to players, and typically the players they get attached to are guys that are not very good players overall. Sam Shields being one of them. And yeah, the Sam Shields seemed like a good guy, good teammate, good person. Yeah, he seems like a good guy, good teammate, good person. However, he's never been healthy. It's been the issue with James Starks since college. The reason why he went, I think, in the sixth round is he couldn't stay healthy in college. And you saw his rookie year, beginning of the year, he couldn't stay healthy. He came on at the end of the year and played a huge role in that stretch run in the Super Bowl year in 2010 as a rookie. He played huge down the stretch run. His thing is he can do well in short bursts, short time frame. He can do pretty well. And he needs to, you know, he's never been that number one guy. And the thing is, he's realized that. He's never going to be a true number one guy because he just can't stay healthy. And, you know, James Starks, early in his career, he would hit the hole hard and he would gain yardage and he'd be positive contribution when he was out there. But lately, he's a lot of dancing around, a lot of east and west, not hitting the hole, carrying the ball like a loaf of bread, just not the same guy that we saw in years one and two when he was on the field, which wasn't very often. And it seems like he got tentative. And I wasn't a big fan of bringing him back, to be honest. They brought him back, fine, we'll make it work. You know, he's a good, reliable backup. But then he wasn't even that this year. He was horrible. And I know, yes, he got hurt, but before he got hurt, he was doing absolutely nothing. And then he got into the car accident when he was about ready to come back, gets into a car accident after the Seattle game, got T-boned by a semi, got a concussion from that, and he ended up not being able to come back and never got cleared to play again this season. So, you know, I wish James Starks the best of luck. But, you know, the Packers this year went in, and I'm a big Eddie Lacy guy, but overall the Packers made a huge mistake going into this year with only two tailbacks on your roster, and you got two tailbacks on your roster who are both injury prone guys, and that ended up biting the Packers on the butt. Now, I don't, you know, obviously Ty Montgomery has been moved to running back full time. I don't think Ty Montgomery is an every down back. I like more kind of like what you saw James White doing in the Super Bowl, what you see Darren Sproles do. That's where I see Montgomery excel. I don't see him as a number one. So the Packers definitely need running back help. And I could see them bringing Eddie Lacy back on a one-year deal. But even if they do bring Eddie Lacy back, they need another guy. And either that could be a late draft pick. This draft is really deep in running back, so they can always draft a guy, a young guy to play alongside Lacy and Montgomery, or they can bring in a free agent to go alongside. But they got to do something. They can't depend on, you know, Ty Montgomery, who I like Ty Montgomery a lot, but he had a hard time staying healthy towards the end of the season. And Eddie Lacy, if Lacy does return, when Lacy's obviously had a hard time staying healthy. So, you know, what are your thoughts with Starks leaving? You know, to me, it's just, you know, fans being upset about it. It's one of two things. Either they just like football and they're not, you know, they're not, they don't really understand the business side of football, or I think that's exactly what it is. They just don't really understand the business side of the game. But you know, what are your thoughts on the whole Stark situation and people acting like they lost their best friend?
Yeah, like when I turned it over to you, you can always upgrade. Like you said, I didn't think Starks would come back because I thought, you know, based on the year he had in 2016, I thought some team would offer up some cash for him. But that tells you right there. That should tell you, Evan, right there as a fan. Okay, James Starks had a productive 2016 season. I thought another team would take a chance on him, maybe overpay for him a little bit. Nobody did. And so he came back to Green Bay. And as a fan, and as somebody like you and I that follow the sports and do our podcast every night, that kind of puts up a little bit of a flag. Why does nobody else want the guy? And I'm not saying he's a bad guy or anything like that, but when you look at wanting to win the Super Bowl, and you look at, and I love your comparison because that's exactly how I see Ty Montgomery. We loved what James White did. And if you look at Ty Montgomery, wouldn't that be the perfect situation for Ty Montgomery? Plus, the nice thing about that, Evan, is in a pinch, and we had some injuries at wide receiver this year, in a pinch, you could then throw him back outside and let him play a little bit of wide receiver should there be injuries at the wide receiver position. I mean, Ty Montgomery's roster spot probably not in doubt right now, but that's what you get. But I like Ty Montgomery in that, like you said, Darren Sproles role, James White role, can run the ball a little bit, catch the ball out of the backfield, because we saw what Ty Montgomery could do catching the ball out of the backfield. You get him in a mismatch, and that could be very good for the Green Bay Packers. Moving to your point, though, even if they bring Eddie Lacy back, you can't go into this season like they did this year. And you and I discussed this when the injury bugaboo hit the Packers. That falls on Ted Thompson not putting together the appropriate roster. And I don't know how much Mike McCarthy had to do with that, but somewhere in there, they have to look at this year and say, look, we've got to be better at running back, and that starts with our number one and then our depth, because injuries happen in the NFL. And a lot of teams in today's NFL, Evan, they're going with two backs anyway, like a two-back combination. We talked about the Patriots. They're a three-headed monster at running back. They have LeGarrette Blount, the power runner. They got James White, the guy that can catch the ball to the backfield, plus he can run and can pass protect, and they have Deion Lewis, another little speedster. You know, basically, James White was the backup to Deion Lewis, and then Lewis got hurt. So you look at the Patriots and what they did, they had three quality running backs that did different things in the backfield, but allowed them to really have some stability in that backfield. And we all know the Packers had no stability in the backfield this year whatsoever. Going to Sam Shields, Evan, you look at it, this guy, man, if he could just stay healthy, he's now got concussions. I think everybody that listens loyally to our show know that I've battled concussions throughout my playing career in soccer. Evan had a concussion in a car accident. I would like to think that I know what I'm talking about when I talk about concussions, Evan, just because I deal with it. I'm not sure that Sam Shields is going to play in the NFL again, Evan. He may try to give it a go, but if that concussion kept him out this long this time, it's serious. It's serious business right now, and he's got to think about his health. I mean, he takes another knock to the head and adds another one to his resume as far as a concussion, and he's going to start dealing with long-term effects. At some point, you do have to look at the health of yourself, and at cornerback, it's such a fast-paced, hard-hitting position that he is very susceptible to getting another concussion. I don't know if people know this. Concussions don't really heal. And when you have one, getting a second one and a third one and a fourth one become a lot easier. That's why I racked up so many concussions, because at that point, they're a little bit easier to get. And, you know, Sam Shields, Evan, it's one of those things. He is now, he's got that X on his helmet as far as concussions. And, you know, that cornerback position, if you play tentative and you're not going to play at 100%, you're going to get hurt in other ways. You're going to hurt legs, you're going to hurt arms, other parts of your body, necks. And so you got to play hard, and playing hard means that you got to tackle, and many times you're going to get banged in the head. And I really feel for Sam Shields' safety. I saw this coming probably 6-7 weeks ago. I told my son, I said, Sam Shields isn't going to be back with Green Bay. And I said this in the middle of the year, I'm not sure he's going to play again, when he was out that long and couldn't recover from this year's concussion. So I hate to see him go, but we got some young guys that can step up. They may need to address this. Maybe free agency, go out and get a cornerback. To get a true number one cornerback, I think might be on Ted Thompson's list. I really think it should be. But we know how Ted Thompson is in free agency. Probably not going to happen. But as far as Sam Shields goes, Evan, I'm not sure he's going to play again. What about you?
Yeah, I think Sam Shields is done. I think he realizes it too, based off what he said about his release. It sounds like he's kind of in the accepting mode too, that he's probably not going to play anymore. The Packers, you know, he was never cleared out of the concussion protocol. They never cleared him, and he got hurt in week one. That's how long, you know, that's how long he's been in the concussion protocol. And I think he should retire. I think he needs to look at his long-term durability in life. Nothing to do with football. Look at his long-term durability in his life. You know, look at his family. Look at his, you know, like what is the, you know, does he want to, you know, be a statistic? You know, these players that hang around too long, or these boxers that hang around too long, and they get these head injuries, and they eventually become basically shells of themselves. And concussions, and here's the thing, and I was having a discussion last week on Twitter about this with somebody. The thing is, no concussions alike. You know, the concussion I had, you know, is probably completely different than the concussions that you had, Troy. It all depends on the part of the brain that gets affected, depending on where in the head that the impact happens. So all concussions are different. There's no way to say that because Aaron Rodgers came back from the concussion in a week, or I think it was Davante Adams got a concussion on a Sunday, he was able to play Thursday. So why can't Sam Shields, who got hurt in week one, why is he still not? Every concussion is different. Every concussion is different, and every time you get one, it's a little bit different. And he's had, I think, 4 or 5 concussions in his NFL career, and I think he had it one in high school too. So he's like 5 or 6 concussions overall. So he's had a lot of concussions, and I still two and a half years removed from my car accident, I still have some from it. Sidney Crosby missed an entire NHL season due to a concussion. And I'm sure that was probably talked about a lot in your neck of the woods. You know, why is he, quote, being such a wuss when he's not playing, when he's, sitting out for so long? Every concussion is different. There's no easy science to say this is how you recover. So I wish Sam Shields the best, but I think he needs to do what's best for him from a life standpoint, move away from football, and just move on to the next step in his life. And maybe there's a future job in a football front office for him. You know, he seems like a pretty intelligent guy to me, other than not being able to stay off weed, which I personally don't have a problem with, to be honest. I think the NFL shouldn't even test for it, to be perfectly honest. But with letting Sam Shields and James Starks go, the Packers, Troy, now sit at $42.9 million under the salary cap. And I know I said this last year, but I think this is the year that Ted Thompson, I'm not saying he's going to make a big splash. You know, actually, I was kind of right last year when he signed Jared Cook. I'm not saying he's going to make a big splash, but I'm thinking Green Bay kicks the tires more in free agency this year, and I think they bring in a guy or two. And I think free agency is where you have to go at the cornerback position. They, you know, yes, they can draft a corner, but I don't think you have to draft one round one. I think you got to sign a free agent, bring somebody in, a more of a veteran type guy that can help the young guys learn, and maybe bring in another young guy that's got a little bit of speed to him to push the other young guys on the team. So, I think that's where the money should go. They also should probably, look at investing in the front seven through free agency and the draft. But that's the direction they should go. And, sure, Tremont Williams, and this is where we're going to end it. I don't think we have enough to jump into basketball talk. So this is where we're going to end it. Tremont Williams, the Cleveland Browns just cut him. The Browns decided to part ways with him. He was a high-priced player, had some injury issues this past year in Cleveland. Would you possibly look into bringing Tremont Williams back to Green Bay? Me personally, if the money's right, like if it's a low cost deal, not as low as the veteran's minimum, but not anywhere near what he was making in Green Bay before they let him go, I would be fine bringing Tremont Williams back. I think he could bring some leadership and some mentorship to guys like Demarius Randle, Quentin Rollins, Gunter. Could bring some tutoring to those guys. So I wouldn't be opposed to it. I would definitely take him over an Herb Waters, converted wide receiver, any day of the week. I would take Tremont Williams. I would take Tremont Williams on this team probably over the majority of the second corner that the Packers currently have on this team outside of Randle and Rock. Gunter, I'm still a little in on. He's very slow. But I would take Tremont probably over everybody else. Micah Hyde I consider a safety. So before those start wondering why I'm not including Micah Hyde, I consider him more of a safety. So would you kick the tires and think about bringing Tremont Williams back on a low-cost deal to bring some veteran leadership to this cornerback position that – the reason why they struggled so much to me was because they were such a young position.
Yeah, they got a lot of young guys. They have guys that, came in and played valuable time that weren't ready to play in the NFL, which is good for them and could be good for the Packers long term. But during the season, it sucked because they weren't ready. And they got some young guys, and so they need some veteran leadership. Bringing him back would be awesome because he knows the system. He's been in Dom Capers' system before, so he would fit right in. He's a guy you can insert immediately. I also think you can go out and get another guy that's out there, and there's some good cornerbacks out there in free agency this year, Evan. I know you're looking at the top. I pulled it up while you were talking. And, you know, you got Malcolm Butler from the Patriots. He's a restricted free agent, so most likely he's going to remain in New England. But you go down here, and there's some guys, and you got to be a little hesitant, though, on some of these guys, because prior to 2016, some of them didn't have great years, and then they're in contract years, and that's how it always works, right? They have a great final year of their contract, sign that big offseason contract, and then they're a bust. But there are some good cornerbacks out there that the Packers could go out. I don't think they got to go in and overpay. But there's some good names out there. You know, and the one that, you know, that keeps coming back to me is I really like Gilmore from Buffalo. And believe it or not, I like Morris Claiborne from Dallas. I know that he didn't have a great start to his career, but he was playing pretty good this year in Dallas. So, you know, there's a number of guys that are out there that the Packers can look at. And I have this list up, and it goes pretty deep. I mean, you go down the list, and you got Darius Butler from Indianapolis. Even Terrence Newman, he's older, but he could be a guy that could come in and maybe you know, even just, you know, you sign him on a veteran minimum if you want to add some depth as somebody to teach young guys. I think that would be a good signing. I don't think he's an every down back. I don't think he can cover very much. But bring him in training camp to help the guy. He may retire too, but you go down the list, Evan, and I think there's some guys out there that they could go after that could really upgrade this secondary and help these young guys. So it'll be interesting to see what Ted Thompson does. But if he goes out and drafts a guy in the first or second round and expects these young corners to step in and play immediately, I'm not going to agree with it. At the safety position, they're good with Burnett and Clinton Dix. But on the outside and the nickel, they need to have some veteran leadership. So, you know, they have some good options here. And if they want to go out and do something in free agency to be a Super Bowl contender, you've got to have good cornerback play. And then, you know, you look at that, and we're going to talk about the Packers, you know, as time goes on. But they've also got to upgrade on the front. They've got to get some pass rush. It'll be interesting. And I hope he goes out, and I hope he brings a veteran guy in that can help these young guys. But they need a guy that can come in and step in immediately. And you, like you said, Tremont's been here before. He knows the defense. He can step in day one and be the starter. So does he have enough left in the tank? I think he does. You know, he went to Cleveland, took his money, and now he can come back and play for a winner.
Yeah, and I wouldn't mind seeing Tremont back. I wouldn't be upset. I'm not banging the drum saying bring him back. But at the end of the day, it's what's it going to hurt? And especially if Ted Thompson's not going to address the position in free agency, you know, and try to draft another young guy. Tremont can serve, as I mentioned before, that mentor leadership role. And I know if we bring Von Williams in, yes, he'll be signing a free agent, but I'm talking about somebody, when I say not bringing in a free agent, I'm talking about, you know, a guy that can be more of an impact player, a guy that's not, the guy that doesn't necessarily have pack ties. So I know he's a restricted free agent, but hey, maybe a Malcolm Butler kind of guy. So that's where I'm looking at. So with that, I'm going to throw it back to you to wrap things up. And let our listeners...
Yeah, it's funny how we put together these great shows and we get all these topics that we want to talk about. Then you and I just kind of we climb the tree and we go off on the tree branch and we don't get back to the tree trunk. So tomorrow night we'll talk a little bit about a little college basketball and plus Wisconsin-Nebraska play, Evan. And I do a show with Kevin. And this is that one game that scares me, Wisconsin going to Nebraska. I know Wisconsin's taking care of business. Just something's telling me this game scares me, Wisconsin going to Nebraska.
Especially with Maryland looming, could get them looking ahead.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a big game coming up, you know, ahead. And Nebraska's that team, Evan, where – you look at them record-wise, and you're like, oh, they suck. But look at some of the wins Nebraska's had. When they turn the light switch on and they start shooting the ball, they can shoot the lights out of it, and they can really wreak havoc on teams. And and this game scares me. I haven't been nervous about a lot of games. I'm nervous about Wisconsin going to Nebraska. So tomorrow night we'll talk a little bit about college basketball. We'll talk about Gonzaga being the number one ranked team, undefeated. Can they run the table? And we're going to talk about this crazy season in the NCAA. The top 10, it's almost like a jinx to be in the top 10 because week after week, it seems like half the top 10 loses. So tomorrow night, I think we might do a lot of college basketball, and hopefully you guys will tune in for that. For Evan Witalison, I am Troy Otradovic. Fasten your seatbelts, put your foot on the gas. Evan and I will get back with you tomorrow night, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. Have a good night, everyone.